USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate approved a $280 billion bill to boost scientific research and the U.S. semiconductor industry, sending the legislation to the House, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has promised quick action. Fears of a recession rise as the United States waits a second quarter report on GDP. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the time has come for President Biden to take accountability.
The first step to fixing any kind of crisis is to first admit the crisis, admit the problem that he's created, and he won't do it. Joe Biden won't look the American people in the eye and admit that his programs have failed.
The Louisiana Republican speaking at a press conference on Wednesday. The Fed Reserve announces a 0.75 percentage point interest rate hike. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The president is back after recovering from a mild case of COVID.
Biden's physician, Kevin O'Connor, announced President Biden has twice tested negative for coronavirus and will discontinue the strict isolation measures. Biden will continue to wear a mask for 10 days when he's around others. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Prosecution testimony is apparently nearing an end in the sentencing trial of confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. Assistant State Attorney Michael Satz telling a judge Wednesday the state expects to wrap up its case against Cruz next week. The defense would then begin calling witnesses in the trial that's expected to last several more months. Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people and wounding 17 others at Majory Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. The jury will decide if he gets a death penalty or life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Democrats in Michigan are meddling in a gubernatorial race.
Democrats are dropping millions of dollars to keep Republican frontrunner Tudor Dixon from getting the GOP nomination in Michigan to face Democrat incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. The TV buys from a group called Put Michigan First are worth more than $2 million. The new ads only run from Wednesday through primary day on August 2nd. The first ad calls Dixon dangerous for Michigan and accuses her of wanting to slash the annual budget for the state police by up to $500 million annually. The Dixon campaign said Dixon is endorsed by the Police Officers Association of Michigan and is committed to respecting and supporting law enforcement across the state. The campaign also said, quote, Governor Whitmer says she supported the spirit of defund the police, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Biden administration's Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has launched a systematic racism probe against Tesla, Elon Musk's car company. The news comes after California officials in February said African-American workers were complaining about a lack of representation in Tesla's executive positions. With no winner in Tuesday night's Mega Millions jackpot, the next one for Friday set for over $1 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.